Hello, it's Principal Calpurnicus, and I'm at David Suzuki this morning, and I'm with...
Callie Sack.
Miss Sack, and we're in a grade 1-2 classroom.
Yes.
We just learned from your compadre, Stephanie, mm-hmm. about what you've been doing in here with your city on the ground. And I noticed this wall, what I'm calling it is curriculum mapping, I guess, connecting your provocation to the curriculum.
Yep.
I want to know about the process of sitting down with your colleagues and doing this. How did that unfold?
It sort of transpired after conversations of how can we connect it and where do we want to go. And we did lots of talking about where we wanted to go. And then just sat down and put the provocation in the middle and just started, okay, what can we do with language? How can we connect it to language? And then jotting just our ideas down, just base ideas before we actually went to the curriculum. And then where do we think we can take it with social studies and where do we think we can take it with science? And then we actually sat down with the curriculum and thought of, and took our ideas and we could check off expectations and make sure we were covering curriculum.
Okay. So a couple questions regarding logistics. Do you have common prep time to do this? Do you have PLC time? How did you manage to make that time?
We spend some time after school, yeah. But we do have, myself and my teaching partner, Steph, we do have 4 of the 5 preps are common. So that definitely lends itself to planning and organizing the classroom, absolutely.
Okay.
We also have PLC time as well, that where the 4 of us then can get together.
Okay.
And really plan together.
So the question that teachers are asking in our professional learning communities about our inquiries are around assessment lately. We're talking about assessment. How do you assess this?
A lot of professional dialogue is what we found. The kids are doing some persuasive writing pieces. They're doing descriptive writing pieces. So we actually do have work that they're doing, right, to sit down and assess. They're creating maps and they're creating things that we're looking at together. But myself and my teaching partner have really sat down together, and we do all of our marking together. So all 40 kids are ours. And report cards were the same thing. We did our report cards together, and we really found that professional dialogue has really lent itself to a real rich understanding of the student.
Great. I've got one more question. It's about curation of the student artifacts. How are you going to curate this city that covers 10 square feet? How are you going to curate the different pieces of writing and math that the kids do? Or is that even on the map for you guys?
Well, we have student portfolios where we keep their work. Also, we've created the descriptive writing book. So we've created binders with pictures and student work. We're taking lots of pictures. We have a website that we're tracking as well. They have travel logs that they're doing their work in.
I see kids using iPads as well. Is that another tool that you use?
Yeah,
for
that's
them to
been a huge tool for us right now as we are learning about different countries from around the world.
Mm-hmm.
We've been using iPads almost on a daily basis so that the kids can do the research on
Great.
The different countries.
I said I only have one more question, but I'm going to add one because my audience is principals. I'm a principal. What is the key element for principals to have to allow you to do this great work with kids? What do we need to do?
Support.
What does that look like?
It means allowing us to feel like we can take the risk and to take the risk with us. Knowing that it might not be perfect, it won't be perfect actually, but that's okay and that we're all learning together. It really is a partnership. It's we've had lots of conversations with administration as well as our teaching partners, and it really has to be a partnership.
Thanks a lot for talking to me.
No problem.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.